it's been brought to my attention, and I've seen it myself in our own area, where that health and safety mightn't be adhered to as much as it should be by some of the contractors. We have the situation there where traffic lights, I believe, should have been put in place to allow cars to overtake the works safely so that oncoming traffic wouldn't have been a danger, and this wasn't the case. Now, we've seen also where that manholes have been left more or less opened, and where if cars weren't aware it was there, could easily go into it, and that there would become an awful mess. So I've been in contact with there myself. I've spoken also to some of the workers, as well as the company that has been subletted this work, and I had hoped by now that the concerns of the community in terms of the safety issues would have been addressed. But unfortunately, today again, I've taken a number of phone calls. I do believe that when I spoke to AIR, that they're very serious about health and safety and they want to address this. And I know it's very difficult with a wide-scale project like this here taking place. But at the same time, there should be no place for errors when it comes to health and safety.
So now that you have been in touch with the company and you have reiterated those concerns that you've heard yourself, and effectively, are your hands tied now?
Well, in the sense that we'd need to give it a bit of time to see if they're going to address this. I hope they will address this. I think it's really important to raise this issue and highlight it so that people can just be a wee bit more aware of it, where there are workers on the ground and on the roadsides. But at the same time, they have a responsibility to make sure that the works that they're involved in and carrying out are done in terms of proper health and safety standards.